know, there's nothing more Texan than Friday Night Lights.
That's the heartbeat of our community is our public schools.
Schools bring us together in a time when we are so polarized and tribalized.
Here in Texas, public education is facing an existential threat. Vouchers that will pull taxpayer money out of public schools and into private schools.
Lawmakers still going back and forth over school vouchers.
That would provide taxpayer money to families for private school tuition.
This voucher bill will eventually destroy public schools. I give it 10 years.
The new plan is part of a nationwide effort to defund public schools under the guise of choice, pushed by billionaire activists and Republican governors like Greg Abbott.
What's happening in Texas will be coming to a school district near you.
We're fighting for school choice, which really is the civil rights of all time in this country.
But there's a pro-public education backlash emerging in Texas.
It's robbery, it's theft.
Fund public schools!
Vouchers are not for everybody. If they were for everybody, no one would be here protesting them.
I have been in Bastrop, oh my goodness, for 27 years. My older son was a year old when we moved here.
Tony Malone teaches kindergarten in Bastrop, a community about a half hour east of Austin.
We're Central Texas. We're Friday Night Lights, football games and basketball games, volleyball. The community really comes together around our schools out here. For most of our kids, it's the only thing they have. We don't have a YMCA. We don't have recreation centers and places for our kids to go after school. They depend on these programs in our schools.
In recent years, Texas districts have been facing devastating budget cuts. The funding that the state of Texas commits for each student, the basic allotment, hasn't increased since 2019, though it's likely the legislature will slightly increase it this year. In the midst of all of this, Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas legislature are moving forward with a controversial plan that could eventually gut public school funding. The voucher policy would give families more than $10,000 to use for private school tuition and supplies per child, even if they already send their kids to private schools.
Vouchers take money that could go to public schools and give that money to unaccountable private schools for the wealthy few.
School districts will get less money if they have lower enrollment. In the first year alone, Texas schools could lose $250 million as a result of vouchers, and the program could cost taxpayers more than $10 billion by 2030. It's part of the reason voters and even lawmakers have rejected vouchers over and over again for decades.
The first voucher bill was proposed in the Texas legislature in 1957. That first voucher scam was a deliberate attempt to resegregate public schools, to allow white parents to take their kids out of newly integrated public schools and send them to white-only private schools. Vouchers have been brought up every decade since 1957, and every time they've been brought up here in Texas, they've failed because Texans on both sides of the aisle have rejected these proposals.
The current governor, Greg Abbott, has made vouchers the top priority of his administration. But until this year, Republicans from rural areas have joined with Democrats to defeat them.
There's always been this little thing about vouchers, you know, pretty much since Abbott got in office.
Governor Abbott just called for a fourth special session to pass school vouchers.
The fourth special session in Austin came to a close and still with no deal on school vouchers.
Greg Abbott has put all his chips on this one issue. He's invested millions of dollars. He's barnstormed the state. He has bullied and bribed lawmakers. He has done everything that he could possibly do to get this bill passed.
Now he's got a lot of out-of-state backers, people who are, you know, really pushing this agenda.
Vouchers are backed by big money. Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has dumped millions into pro-voucher policies all over the country, while oil and gas tycoons like Tim Dunn and Ferris and Dan Wilkes have bankrolled pro-voucher politicians in Texas.
It's not really Greg Abbott or Dan Patrick pushing this scam. It is billionaire mega donors who are trying to dismantle public education in our state.
One billionaire in particular helped change the game in the Lone Star State.
an East Coast billionaire named Jeff Yass, who gave Greg Abbott the single largest donation in Texas history.
Jeff Yass is this guy.
The left came up with this idea of income inequality. It's like, what are you talking about?
Jeff Yass gave Greg Abbott $12 million in total last year to get this voucher scam passed.
In the end, nearly a dozen pro-voucher candidates endorsed by Abbott won their primaries. Abbott and his allies have pitched the plan as a way to help low-income students the most.
The wealthiest of wealthy are not the school choice recipients being served. It is income vulnerable and special needs related students.
But under the voucher plan, up to 20% of the spots in the program in the first year would be available to anyone, even the world's richest man.
Elon Musk is a Texas resident, so would he theoretically be eligible to apply for these funds?
Yes.
In North Carolina, recent reporting shows that more than 40% of voucher recipients come from families that made too much money to qualify when the program was first created. In Florida, nearly 70% of students receiving vouchers were already attending private schools. And in Arizona, vouchers have drained the state budget.
In every state that has tried vouchers, the majority of the money ends up going to wealthier families who are already sending their kids to private school. And I worry that's what will happen in Texas.
The more money that's taken out of public schools through vouchers, the less money there will be for academics, facilities, and yes, even football. The Texas High School Coaches Association came out against vouchers in February.
We could lose a lot of our star players. Vouchers will take that money away from the public schools, which also takes the money out of the community.
That's especially true in rural areas of the state.
A majority of counties in the state of Texas don't have a single private school in them. I'm worried about what's going to happen to these remote areas of the state where they depend entirely on the local public school.
In March, hundreds of Texans showed up to testify publicly on vouchers. The hearing lasted nearly 24 hours, with the majority of the testimony coming against the bill.
For those of you who are in the Republican Party like I am, it does violate the party principles, the priorities, the platform, the plan, all of it.
If you truly cared about the people of this state, you would not waste our time and our tax dollars on another voucher scam.
This bill is a skunk that we're trying to pass off as a kitty cat. What a load of garbage.
Pro-voucher lawmakers are also facing more pushback than ever before. A recent poll found that nearly two-thirds of Texas voters oppose vouchers, including 70% of public school parents.
Looking at the masses of people that showed up at the Capitol yesterday, I really feel like people are tired of not being heard. I believe that our governor and several of his representatives feel like they are insulated and that they have managed to get reelected over and over again. But I believe that in doing what they're doing against the will of the people of this state, I think it's going to come back and bite them.
We all have to stand together, regardless of what state we're in, to protect this project of public schooling. If we're not careful, and if we don't defend and improve upon this project, we could see public education disappear in states like Texas and across the country.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.